Twitter censors Breitbart's John Nolte over Rachel Levine joke. By Alam Bokhari on March 25, 2022. Twitter censored Breitbart News senior writer John Nolte after he made a joke about Transgender Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary Rachel Levine. Nolte was locked out of his account for 12 hours for tweeting that there should be a tweet Rachel Levine is a guy day. He is the latest in a growing group of prominent conservative commentators who have been censored by Twitter this week for drawing attention to Levine's real gender. In an automated message to Nolte, Twitter informed him that he had violated the Twitter rules and would have to delete his tweet to regain access to his account. "We speak the objective truth and are censored and punished," said Nolte. "This is un-American and is undoubtedly a purge to lay the groundwork for the 2022 midterm elections. Democrats are desperate and Twitter is going to get a lot more fascist as the year grinds on." Rachel Levine, who transitioned to being a woman in 2011, was born a man and lived for 54 years as a man, a period which included a 25-year marriage and two children. As Breitbart News reported, Charlie Kirk was censored by Twitter for pointing out these same facts earlier this week. The Babylon Bee, a conservative satirical website, was locked out of its Twitter account for joking that it would award Levine its Man of the Year award, after USA Today, non-jokingly, declared Levine its Woman of the Year. The Bee's editor-in-chief was then censored for mocking Twitter's censorship. Fox News presenter Tucker Carlson, the most popular cable news host on TV, was also censored for tweeting in support of the Babylon Bee. "Denying the science of gender has become a major ideological plank of the Democrat Party." Biden's far-left Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, recently said she was unable to define the word woman as in response to a question from Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, during her confirmation hearing, saying she is not a biologist. USA Today, the same newspaper that named a biological man its Woman of the Year, then went a step further than Jackson, arguing that a biologist would not be able to define the word woman either. Twitter did not respond to Breitbart News' request for comment. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.